USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At night, two of the latest Democratic debates held in Detroit.
He went right around the question. Mr. Vice President, you want to be President of the United States. You need to be able to answer the tough questions. I guarantee you, if you're debating Donald Trump, he's not going to let you off the hook.
That's New York Mayor Bill de Blasio talking to former VP Joe Biden as Biden was repeatedly targeted by many of the others on the stage. Here, he responds to Senator Kirsten Gillibrand after she challenged his record on women's rights.
I came up with the It's On Us proposal to see to it that women were treated more decently on college campuses. You came to Syracuse University with me and said it was wonderful. I'm passionate about the concern making sure women are treated equally. I don't know what's happened except that you're now running for president.
So I understand, Mr. Vice President.
The on-again, off-again Woodstock 50 Music Festival has now officially been canceled. And this is USA Radio News.
Today, Vance Auto Park at your local Intelligas truck. Find Shell Rota Oil to be your truck and SUV. Just for Intelligas trucks is Shell Rota. This cupcake's oil. Corner store for on cruising to the cot. Top down. This is not oil. The country. Halfway across the tailgate party. World's greatest. This is hauling the oil. Snow and mud. Mountains in the rain. This is climbing mountain oil. Way off the grid. And camping. This is hunting fish oil. This is truck. This Intelligas truck. This is Shell Rota.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A tiny Kentucky town about 2 hours southeast of Louisville rocked early today by a natural gas pipeline explosion. Here's the governor, Matt Bevin.
We had one person killed, five people injured. Fire's out. It's under control.
A video of Democratic Representative Elijah Cummings of Maryland describing Baltimore as drug-infested has resurfaced. President Trump retweeting a video of Cummings from a House hearing on the narcotics threat from Colombia back in August of 1999, showing Cummings saying that kids were, quote, walking around like zombies due to the impact of illegal drugs in Baltimore. Trump tweets the video after he was accused of making a racist attack on Baltimore for calling it a disgusting rodent-infested mess. First-time claims for jobless benefits up last week, according to the Labor Department, a little bit more than analysts predicted. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Equifax may not be able to send everyone a settlement check. As earlier indicated, the Federal Trade Commission now warning that the money for that could run out. The payment option of $125 was capped at $31 million for the 2017 security breach, and consumers who have not yet submitted a claim are now being urged to instead consider the free credit monitoring option. Meanwhile, another credit card company is facing millions of dollars in lawsuits over the latest data breach. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
A class action lawsuit has been filed against Capital One over that massive data breach that exposed the personal information of more than 100 million customers. Attorney John Ingunis.
We filed that lawsuit to hold Capital One accountable. The suit was filed as a putative class action in the Eastern District of Virginia, where Capital One is based.
There are reports that the Capital One breach could be only the tip of the iceberg, as other major companies could have also been breached by the same hacker.
And several suspensions are expected after the Tuesday night baseball brawl between the Pirates and the Reds. The fight, which included the Reds manager running onto the field to go after the Pirates skipper Clint Hurdle, made headlines for its brutality, starting after pitcher Amir Garrett charged the Pirates' dugout. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.